Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
This is Minister Jamal. He's on the line.
So,
the two verses that he just read. It was King James, so I would like to read the New International versions of it. Verse 1 says, to the humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper acts of the tongue. Verse 2 says, all the person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Verse 1, I believe that verse 1 is telling us that yes, when in life, when we are born to our mothers and our fathers, they have certain they have plans for us. They want us to be the doctors and the lawyers and the teachers and, you know, whatever they have out, the football players, the NBA players, whatever they have for us. And when we get older in life, we start to see the things that we want to do in our lives. But when we are under the covenant, when we are a child of God, God has the plan for us, the plan. We have a plan. He has the plan for our life. And it says, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. I know in situations in my life, I had to have Jesus speak through me because of the manner of the situation, the intensity, severity of the situation, because I myself didn't have anything nice to say. And verse 2, I believe, you know, I think about the people that, you know, I think about celebrities when I think about verse 2. You know, there's a lot of people out here that, you know, give, you know, millions and billions of dollars. But God's letting us know that in verse 2, that if it isn't from the heart, then it doesn't count. If you're doing it for form or fashion, you're doing it to be seen or to say, I did this and I did that, that's not pure, that's not good. So that's what I believe it means by when it says, but motives are weighed by God. See, if you're given to a charity out of your heart, if you're given to anything out of your heart, then God blesses that. But if you're given to anything, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're given to a friend, if you're given to a homeless person, if you're given to a local charity, if your spirit isn't right, If what you're doing it for isn't the right reason, God won't bless them. Think about that, brother.
I definitely agree. I'm under those situations where it's like, you know, sometimes where either your parents or somebody tell you, you know, after you do a situation, or you might say something to people that, you know, you need to apologize for what you did. And, you know, a third situation where that apology, what you said or did, that's what you meant. But for the situation, for the cause, because it's not on your heart, you'll just say it just to ease over, just to get the situation through, just to be like, okay, well, you know, I'm sorry for what I said. You don't really mean it, but you're going through emotions. So it's not really from the heart, but it goes through emotions. And like it says in the verse, that God knows that. So whether or not you believe it or not, whether you just go through the motions, whether you just say it on your own, or whether you just try to make the situation better, if you don't do it wholeheartedly, you know, it's not going to do you any justice saying it or doing it at all. That's the way I think about that. Well, we have callers on the line, and we're going to get you guys to chime in on that. So what do you guys think about verse 1 and 2 this morning?
I think you guys are doing a great job with the verse. These first nine verses are dealing with that God has the ultimate control over human activity, and that because he has ultimate control over human activity, that he needs to, that we need to surrender our will over to his will, because if he knows the beginning and the end, by seeking his face and seeking his wisdom and his ways, it's going to turn out the best for us. I liked the verse, and I don't want to skip ahead, but verse 7, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so that was what stood out so powerful to me in this chapter, is that when we are pleasing to the Lord, or in other words, we're in line with God's word, that our enemies will be at peace with us. And, you know, that speaks volume about the power of God, that he can move and change, that even the folks that were against us will now begin to start seeing things our way, which is awful. Sorry to jump ahead.
No problem. Any other callers on the line that want to chime in on this? All right, it's not at this time. We're going to go ahead and move on. We'll continue going through, you know, with verse 3 and 4. It says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath maketh all things for him, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. I'm going to just read verse 9. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Be mercy and truth. Iniquity is purged by the fear of the Lord. Men depart from evil. When a man's way please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. Well, after reading all that, I think verse 9 sums everything up, where it talks about a man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. I think when you're in key with God, and when you're in line with God's word and his will and everything, everything else falls into place. It definitely plays a role, and definitely, like you said in verse 7, where it was like, even your enemies will get in line with God. You know, if you have him on your side, anything is possible. So that's definitely true in all of that, in every aspect of our walk with God and our walk here on earth. Like you said, you know, it will direct your path. So when you're in tune with God, everything will be all right. Let's think about that.
First, I want to agree with you. Secondly, man, it's about the heart. Because, see, without the heart, you dead. If the heart don't beat, you gone. The heart is a very important part in our body. Our heart, we can feel things. And what I mean by that is that a girl can make our heart feel some type of way. A certain situation, as if we're watching a football game of our favorite team, and the game is tied up in the fourth quarter and there's 30 seconds left, and the opposite team is driving down the field, your heart begins to break, and your heart begins to pick up on certain things. But see, when one of the most important pieces of our body is in line with God, this is what verse 9 is telling us. See, it turns the course that the Lord established the footsteps. See, so when you have the pure heart, when your heart is lined up with God, when you give him your all, that is when God can use us and God can move in our lives the way that he needs to move in our lives. See, oftentimes we shy away from the Lord and from the church. Why? Because our heart is broken. So once we get it right and get in line with God, your ways, see, this is what I like about it. See, God blesses us, God gives us the chance to get knowledge and wisdom. And so when we get those things in our minds and our mental is all right, then we get it in our heart. Our heart is where the love comes from. The compassion for the people, it comes from our heart. That is where we have to stay pure and make sure that we are loving the way God loves us. We also have to remind ourselves that God knows best. So whatever situation that we're going through, whatever pain or turmoil that we might feel right now, know that God, he is in control. I want to go back up a couple of verses. Verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So he will not just have you brainstorm about it, but he will make it come to pass. You will establish. When we think of establish, we think about something that has been placed, something that has been put in place. So God will put in place his plans in your life so he can move the way he needs to do so we can be successful. So we don't have to keep telling people. See, that's what people nowadays are not getting. People are not sold on the talk no more. It's the saying that says talk is cheap, but when you get your heart in the right place, and God will start bless you, and then you don't have to keep talking to the person. What they would do is see it through you. See, nowadays, 2016, we're seeing a whole lot. See, we're not just hearing about the police brutality, but we're seeing it on social media. We're seeing it. We're seeing it on our devices. See, that's what 2016 is about. It's not about talking no more. It's about doing it. It's about showing me that you're real. Any other comments? commit yourself. Because once you commit yourself to the Lord, see, it's to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. So if you're tired of the detours, if you're tired of the flat tires, if you're tired of sitting on the side of the road watching people pass you, if you're tired of just sitting in quicksand and keep on thinking, what you should do is give all your ways to the Lord. They ain't talking about nothing, just the first word.
I know that's right. I like what you said about talk is cheap. You know, folks can talk a whole bunch of stuff, but when you look at that verse, we commit thy works unto the Lord. And the Bible in the New Testament, James says, faith without works is dead. And, you know, we can talk and talk and talk and complain and complain and complain. But at some point, we have to commit our works unto the Lord. And the thoughts will be established. In other words, what he has placed in our hearts, when we begin to start working with the Lord, then it will come to fruition. But we have to commit to the task and seek God's guidance. I like what you said. You got to get tired of just sitting on the side doing nothing.
Yeah,
right. Any other comments? All lines are open.
Everybody give us a little feedback. So what?
All right, if not, we're going to go to verse 10. Verse 10 says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord. All the weight of the bag are his words. I think right there it talks about, you know, it talks about how, you know, back then they had the scales for everything. Nowadays you pay with money. But back then they used to pay with pay the barter, which is, you know, certain stuff value for either, you know, they gave the money to them. Some people, you know, like the story about Jesus where he went into the temple and selling stuff, you know, certain people. They used to not have their balances right. They used to jip people and they used to get over on people. And they used to cheat people out of their money just so they can, you know, they can come out of a top. You know, when it talks about a king being just, He talks about his balances and his weights and everything being in line, being correct, so that he's just, when you bring your situation to a king, or, you know, you bring a situation to the table for the person, for somebody that's the power, that has the knowledge, that has, you know, everything that's in balance, to know how to handle the situation. And at the end of the day, your situation will come out right, and you'll know how to judge the situation right. What do you think about that?
I think that's key. You know, oftentimes we have to look at the situations that we're going through, and that's where the wisdom and knowledge comes in. That's where the wisdom and knowledge comes in, because when we're dealing with the situation, we have to go to God first. See, usually what we do is, and this is where we mess up, when we're making our judgment, we're making it why? Off of our emotion. And see, that's why our heart has to be lined up with God. Because from the heart comes the truth, first of all. Doesn't matter if you didn't mean to say it. But you meant what you said. You just didn't mean to say it. But that was in your heart. Well, come on out.
It
was hate in your heart. That's what's going to come out. It's love in your heart. That's going to come out. Certain situations, you know, look at somebody and say, man, how did that person treat you bad like that? Then you still going to help them. That's just what's in their heart. It's in their makeup. See, they as men, in our makeup is to protect. So when we see somebody, or somebody we love, or not just necessarily a woman, but somebody we care for, when we see them, because it's from the heart that we care for them. See, when it's from the heart, it's going to stick out. It's like a pregnant woman; she can't hide that. She can't hide that. So when it's in our heart, see, it's going to come out. So we got the love of God. We can forgive the person that just cussed us out. We can forgive the person that stabbed us in our back. Because, see, we have to understand that all of that's going on is working for our good. So the backstabbing is working for our good. The naysayers are working for our good. The people that come against us with the false judgment, people that come against us with nasty tongues, with people that come against us with just cruel intentions. But when we sit back and give God our heart, that's when we'll be able to sit back and say, bless you, brother. It's all right. I'm sorry to feel this way. Pray about it. We can pray together right now. See, it's all about the heart. And I don't mean to jump around a lot, but I was looking at verse 8, and I like how verse 8 said it. It says, better within little righteousness than much gain with injustice. Because, see, at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to matter is what we do for Christ.
Amen.
And it reminds me of a song that says, I'd rather have cheese than silver and gold. Because, see, the world, here it go. See, the world sees silver and gold as much gain. And the world sees Jesus just as a little righteousness. But God tells us that in his word that it's better to have a little righteousness than much gain with injustice. See, because those things that you did in the dark and unjust are the things that are going to come to the light. But see, when we have that little bit of righteousness, see, righteousness saves us from death. It doesn't tell us how much righteousness saves us from death, but it tells us that righteousness saves us from death. Righteousness in God's eyes has our walk to be blameless. So just a little bit. This is something to say, just a little more Jesus. Just a mustard seed. What did Pastor do? He gave out little mustard seeds a couple of Sundays ago. And that's all you need for God to turn it into a beanstalk, and to whatever. To your garden, to whatever. I'm done.
Woo. Any last comments? We come to a close soon. A couple minutes left here. Any comments on that?
Yeah. I'm on it, gentlemen.
morning. Don't everybody talk at one time. We're gonna let y'all go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. You definitely spent that fire this morning. But I think that it's so true what you said about the heart and looking at oneself, not focusing on others, seeking God's face, and understanding that if we keep and put God first, everything else in our life will follow. It's the word of God says we seek first the kingdom of God, that all these other things, he knows the desires of our heart. And the closer we get to him, there's also times where the desires that we originally had, when we get closer and have that bond of relationship with Christ, he'll even begin to change some of the things that we desire. And therefore, we're eligible to receive the things that are going to put us in the place where he wants us to be to help us accomplish his good and perfect will for our life.
Amen, amen. I definitely agree with that. You know, everything that's on your heart, you got to focus on yourself sometimes and check on yourself. Any more comments here?
No, yeah, I'd just like to jump in. I'd like to jump in, pop back up to verse 5. A lot of times we get a little discouraged in our ministry and in our walk. If you go back to verse 5, it's everyone that is proud in heart. In other words, people that are not in it for real. It's an abomination to the Lord. And just like you guys were saying, God knows all about it. And so sometimes they'll perpetrate a fraud, and it says in the second part of that verse, it says, hand join hand in hand, he shall not be punished. And what that means, fellas, is that even though it seems like, you know, they snapping hands, they join together, and like, you know, they're giving you that and everything's good, hand joined in hand, what happened is God sees through that. And so don't get discouraged by the ones that are mm-hmm. not seeking after the Lord, but make sure you understand that even though they're hand in hand and they're shaking your hand, oh, yeah, it's good, smiling in your face, stabbing in your back, understand that that's not going to go unpunished. So there's a lot of people that will smile in your face and stab you in your back, but God says their heart's not right, they're proud, they're looking at you like, you know, you're not on their agenda and they just want to use you. Let them or rest assured that God's not going to let that go unpunished. So be encouraged. When you're in line with the word of God, you're in line with God's plan, that even your enemies, God will make you at peace with you.
Amen, amen. Any more comments before we get ready to close out, son? All right. So basically, today's word was basically about talking about the heart, and anything that's on your heart will come out. And if God is in your heart, then you don't have to worry about anything. You know, he'll guide you and he'll keep you. And he'll definitely guide the words that come out your mouth, because they can't hurt, as we know. All right, so if no more comments, I'm going to go ahead and close this out here. I think everything's been said. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us this word today. Pray that you just continue to keep us all. Pray that you get to, that you just fill our hearts and you got our words, so that nothing bad will come, and that you just use us to affect other people in a good way and help us deal with certain situations and guide our tongues better. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so if there's no more comments or if anybody has anything else to say, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. So next week, see you guys later. It's First Word.